I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia DNR is looking for those big rack bucks from this fall's hunting season. We'll talk more about that data collection process coming up after this. Every year, the DNR looks for the biggest bucks killed in West Virginia. For the past 30 to 40 years, those big racks have been scored under either the Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett scoring system, depending on how they were killed. Game Management Supervisor Gary Foster says a large number of those are scored at the annual West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show in Charleston.
We typically score a couple hundred or so at that event, and they have to dry 60 days, like you said, from the date of kill. And so primarily the show this year is January 23rd, 24th, 25th. So if you back up a couple months, you're looking at November. November 23rd, 24th, 25th would be that 60-day cutoff. So a lot of the archery harvest that comes in prior to the buck harvest would be okay. But there are some instances where people have to wait until into February or so to get them scored, and we typically try to get everything scored before the 15th of March.
But if you can't make it or yours hasn't dried enough yet, don't worry. There are one or two certified scorers in each district office of the DNR, and you can call to make an appointment. Foster says it takes perfection if you want your buck to be a new state record.
When you're talking about state records, it takes all of those three things or so, and that would be, you know, mass, you know, the circumference of the beams, how big around that main beam is, that throws increases value considerably, and the length of that main beam would be another one, the length of the points and the tines, that's one of the main measurements. And then of course your spread, you know, how wide inside spread. So those are really the four characteristics.
And there are things which can subtract from the rack's value as well, known as deductions.
Of course, there can be things that take points away from the score, and that gets into the symmetry of one side to the other. So if you have an abnormal point, or you have a longer beam on one side than the other, there are deductions that come off that.
Now, the best way to distinguish a typical and a non-typical rack, a typical one is as close to perfect symmetry as possible. Non-typical is as tangled and unusual as you can get. The biggest bucks in all four categories, both typical and non-typical, for gun and bow are awarded certificates by the DNR at the annual National Hunting and Fishing Day event. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.